I am optimistic about the things that Scripture is optimistic about. And ultimately, a true Bible-believing Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, should be extremely optimistic. I mean, we know and love a God who is all-powerful, who loves us, cares for us, has brought us into His kingdom, paid the ultimate price that we might know Him, loves to enjoy our fellowship, calls us friends as well as servants, and says that He will cause all things to work together for good in our lives, so that one day, sometimes we can see it in this life, but certainly we'll see it in eternity, we'll be able to look back and say, God, even though I might not have felt like You were there at that time, You were there and You were accomplishing Your purpose. So, I mean, that is a reason for extreme optimism. We will live forever in utter happiness, praise, worship, eating and drinking and celebrating with loved ones who know Jesus, with the Lord Himself. I mean, that is like, wow, that's optimism. And that's just simply believing what the Bible says. Now, for the short term, in this world, for instance, am I optimistic that our entire nation will turn to faith in Christ? Well, no. I mean, I'm quite certain our entire nation will not turn to faith in Christ. I mean, I think the Bible's pretty obvious on that. Am I optimistic that America will turn around and return to its Judeo-Christian foundations? No, I am not. Am I optimistic that abortion will be made illegal? No, I'm not. Now, I'm very pro-life and very involved in pro-life work, but and what I say is I'm optimistic that we can help many people through various pro-life ministries and teaching in our church to turn away from killing unborn children, to get healing for those who have already had abortions. And so I'm very optimistic about our ability to help them. But I think the pessimism-optimism question is maybe best captured in a famine relief poster I saw many years ago. It might have been World Relief, and it showed a picture of a mother and a child, this hungry woman and child, and it asked the question, how do you feed a billion hungry people? And then down at the bottom it said, one at a time. And this is it. So I'm very optimistic about people coming to Christ. I see lives changed all the time, people redeemed. So I'm optimistic about the work of Christ in this world and the ultimate thing. That doesn't work of God, but it doesn't mean that I think things are going to go back our way again as Christians in America. I actually don't think that's going to happen.